education to affluence. An inexpensively and perfectly functioning workshop should resemble a family, and the foreman should be its center. Its members should even live close to each other so that they could help each other not only at work, but in daily life as well. Every mishap of a team member should be regarded by the foreman as a work mishap or as one that befell himself. The education of people to build their own fortune through self-discipline should start already at an early age. Young men do not have yet deeply rooted passions such as drinking or smoking, which sap most of their income and health. At our enterprise, we have already introduced such education. Our 14 years old apprentices must be financially independent before they have to face the problems of family life. We have to see to it that apart from training a healthy body and acquiring the practical knowledge necessary for life, each of our young men should have savings of at least 100,000 Czechoslovakian crowns before he reaches the age of 24. Such savings could be put aside only if the earning possibilities improve each year, as it is happening now. I believe, however, that they can improve much faster. At a 10% interest rate currently offered to our employees, the interest itself represents a one-third of the saved amount. We have to pay the same attention to the education of girls. It should, however, proceed in a different direction. We must improve our cooking schools, for instance, because healthy nutrition greatly contributes to the preservation and improvement of good health, while an inadequate diet ruins it. We have to offer the girls better opportunities to learn to sew, to manage their households, and to bring up their children. So far, men cannot even imagine how much a well-informed, reasonable, and economically minded woman can contribute to the well-being of a family and complement by her feminine creativity the role of the husband. Girls will hardly be able to make as important savings as men because they earn less and spend more for clothing. Nevertheless, due to their high moral, their practical upbringing, social skills, and last but not least, their good financial standing, they should become the most sought-after brides for our young men. Two young people who bring to their marriage the ability to earn well and have for 10 years independently managed their incomes can handle their money prudently and in a disciplined way. Their savings of about 150 Czechoslovakian crowns will enable them to start a family on a sound financial basis. They will become capitalists because their capital will work for them. The 10% interest from their capital can usually cover the basic family expenses. Thus, they are masters and not slaves of the capital. They should become the most natural solution of the population question of industrial workers. Many people may ask, what would the world do with all that money when every one of us will be a capitalist with hundreds of thousands at his disposal? Who should pay the interest when we all want to earn interest. These are unnecessary worries. The earnings of an entire week of diligent work can be gone in 1 minute. It only suffices to find an opportunity to spend our money. We would therefore be well advised to learn to curb such temptations.